Chattanooga Mugshots came about after I just kind of drew some of these things for fun. And I decided that I would post them up on Instagram, which of course is a little iPhone application that allows you to share your images with the world. And I got some responses. And so I posted some things on Twitter. I got some more responses. And people have just been really interested in this project.
That's Ronnie Yott, creator of Chattanooga Mugshots, which is a creative project Ron started only a few months ago. In a nutshell, Ron E. Ott finds mugshots taken in Hamilton County, and he renders the mugshots into a hand-drawn portrait. It's a very quirky idea, and it's creating a huge buzz in Chattanooga. First thing I wanted to know when I talked to Ron was how he got the idea.
You know, it was sort of a confluence of things. I have all of these various influences. I was thinking about a lot of the things that I find compelling that are out there. I wanted to draw with pen and ink. I also wanted to do some hand lettering and do something very local. And I was speaking to a friend named Ben Huffine who has a project called Chattablocks.com. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's an excellent resource for plotting events in and around Chattanooga against a map. And one of the things he had done was include local mugshots of persons that had been booked by various Hamilton County agencies. And I saw it and I thought, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw these people because they have such a story in their faces.
Ronnie Yott is not originally from Chattanooga. He grew up in Mississippi and always had a love for the fine arts.
Concentrated in sculpture. That was what I pursued in college. And after I got out of college, I made prosthetics for a while, strangely. And also I worked as a newspaper copy editor. Really didn't pursue art at that time, but I ended up in graphic design anyway.
So you're not a Chattanooga native. When did you move here?
Right. Well, I first discovered Chattanooga when I was 10 years old. We came here very briefly on vacation, and I just kind of fell in love with the place. We visited the St. Elmo area, which I actually moved to several years ago, and Lookout Mountain and several local attractions. And I acquired a real sort of taste for Chattanooga and decided I wanted to move here one day.
That's Ron E. Ott, creator of the Chattanooga Mugshots Art Project. After moving to Chattanooga, Ron E. Ott was involved in a few creative things around the city. He had a short-lived section in the Pulse called Doodle Post where he drew illustrations on Post-it notes. When that was over, he got the idea of Chattanooga Mugshots. The project intrigued Ron because it not only allowed him to draw, but to tell a story.
I realized that I had a real storytelling opportunity with these. There's nothing to indicate what really happened there. There's nothing about their story that is told, except for that very sort of depersonalized presentation of their face, coupled with very personal information in the most depersonalized environment ever. I mean, you know, the environment these are photographed in is just sort of soulless. So you get this real glimpse of this person in this very specific moment in time that communicates a great deal while not giving you a lot of context clues. So what I wanted to do is kind of restore this person's humanity in a way by drawing these mugshots because they're so depersonalized to the point where they've been reduced to something almost subhuman and they don't need to be like that.
That's, I think, is an important thing of an artist itself is, especially a visual artist, is to take an image, put it on paper, but make a story out of that image a lot of times.
Yeah, you totally want to tell a story and you want to at least infer a story. Like, I've got a new mugshot that I've just worked on of a man who has a patch over his eye. And of course, when you see that, you have to ask yourself the question, how did that happen? You know, what does this say about his life? What kind of life has he had? What is that look on his face? Is he disappointed? Is he sad? You know, there are all these questions that you want to answer naturally. And I think that's part of the draw. You know, that's part of the appeal.
The Chattanooga Mugshots Project was also started because of Ron's inability to people watch like he used to. He's married and has children, so those responsibilities come first. However, mugshots allowed Ron to study people's faces while also being a husband and a father.
I'll look for someone whose expression really speaks to me. If there's someone who has a certain look on their face that really makes me want to draw them, you know, of course, their physical characteristics are interesting. Obviously, and that plays into it as well. But really, this was born about by my inability to people watch like I used to. That played into it. I couldn't go out find people on the street and draw them. So this was a ready stream of faces that I could pull from. So I'll pick one, and then what I'll do is I'll draw them with a pencil and go over it with pen and ink or brushes and ink, depending on what kind of mood I'm in, really, or what it calls for. And after that, I scan them in, and occasionally I'll color them in Photoshop.
And also on some of them, I've noticed that you put kind of like a ribbon, and it kind of describes what they've been charged with, too,
yeah.
Which also very accentuates the story.
Yeah, those are cues for the story. What they've been charged with is not necessarily the full picture, but it does give you an idea of where to take the story that you form in your own mind for this person. Because when you look at it, of course, you've got some visual cues, but you've also got text cues as well. One of them was a guy named Tommy Joe, and it said he was a fugitive from Walker County, Georgia. So I just put that he was a fugitive, which, you know, you wonder, where's he coming from and where's he going? What's he running from? We don't know.
When I first saw the Chattanooga mugshots, they instantly reminded me of comic book artists like Jerry Windsor Smith or Robert Crumb.
Yeah, I've heard some of that. Actually, a lot of my influences were probably the things that influenced those folks. Chiefly, I would say my influences were probably more like Albrecht Dürer, and you know, as a German artist, woodcut artist, and also German expressionist woodcut artists as well. I have an interest in printmaking, and that's part of my background. So those are the things that I draw from. You know, you might just say probably some pop cultural influences in there as well, but to a lesser extent.
Ron E. Ott has a big presence on social network sites like Facebook and Twitter, as well as photo sharing websites like Tumblr and Instagram. At these sites, Ron isn't afraid to show the drafting process of the Chattanooga mugshots.
And I've noticed, too, that you're doing something that I haven't really seen before, is that you're showing the draft process, the first outline to the darkened with a pen, and then to the finished product.
Yeah, that was mostly motivated by what people were asking for. I had several folks say, you know, how do you make this? How do you go about drawing this kind of thing? And I love to share that information. I love telling people about how to make these kinds of things happen. A lot of artists are really guarded about their methods of production. I don't have any secrets. If you want to know how I did it, I will tell you exactly the tools and techniques that are necessary in order to get from point A to point B or wherever you're going, provided I actually know that information. So I love sharing the process. The process is one of the most beautiful aspects of this thing for me. And really, this project was motivated out of a desire to study the processes, you know, study ink drawing and to study hand lettering. So yeah, I love it. I love sharing it.
And for the future, what is your ultimate goal for these Chattanooga mugshots? Is it to just create a website? Or you want to exhibit? Do you want a book? Do you want all of it?
It began as a means to practice the techniques. And also, you know, I have given that some thought. This was just practice for me. And then I started having people respond. What I'm doing in return is spending more time on each individual mugshot. Before, I'd been spending about half an hour on each mugshot. Now, within the last few that I've made, I'm spending about 3 hours or 4 hours so that I can produce works of quality. Ultimately, I would like to create a very small book once I get a certain quantity of these things. Showing them would be great. I would love to show them. I would love for people to see them and come talk to me about them.
To see the Chattanooga mugshots, you can visit chattamugs.com. Or you can go to ronott.com, that's O-T-T, for links to Ron's Twitter, blog, and other sites.
I had a guy this very week, ask me if I could draw his mugshot, because a couple of years ago he got arrested for a DUI. And I said, I'd be glad to, but under two conditions. One, your mugshot has to have been taken inside the Chattanooga or greater Hamilton County area. And two, I have to be able to find it. Apparently, he'd been arrested so long ago, I couldn't even find his mugshot. I love people. I'm not scared of people. I'd love to talk to these folks. I would love to know that story, and that's been the draw for me. What is the story behind their arrest? Why were they arrested? Because the mugshots do not always tell the story.
For Around and About, I'm Garrett Crowe.